So, you're looking for some beautifully smokable tobaccos. You want something rare, something that's not available right now, and something you don't have in your cellar. I might be able to help you out with that. If you enter this giveaway, you will have the opportunity to win Frog on a Log, Frog Morton, HH Vintage Syrian, McClellan Vapor 2015, and a M4 a Bulldog Pipe bought from smokingpipes.com. All that going to one lucky winner. Here's how you do it. You are required to be of legal smoking age in your location. This giveaway is limited to Canada and the United States. Alaska and Hawaii are included. Full countries. And I'm sorry to our international listeners, I just can't afford to ship outside of these two countries. I've shipped all over the US and Canada, and it costs me about the same every time I do it. So I know I can afford to ship here. I'm sorry to our overseas listeners. I do apologize. Now, how do you enter? You enter by doing one of three things. First, you find either this episode that you're already listening to, or an episode from later on or earlier in the week, depending on when this is. Of course, if you're not listening, this doesn't matter. But anyway, send me the title of this episode or the other to either MapleCityPipeCast@gmail.com or tweet it to @MCPipeCast on Twitter to the private message. It's open to anybody, so you don't have to put it out on your thing, but just send me a private message with the title of this episode or the other, and you're good to go. Next, you can enter on YouTube. Maple City Pipe Channel, my YouTube channel, will be hosting the giveaway on March 8th, and we'll get to the rest of those details in a minute. All you need to do is find the episode titled Maple City Pipe Cast Giveaway and put down I'm in. Simple, easy, and you must subscribe, at least for the duration of the giveaway. If you're not a subscriber, you're not going to qualify. So if you want to subscribe to the channel just to get in on the giveaway, I really don't care. If you want to wait for the 2 weeks, as a subscriber, check out the content, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me. And you want to unsubscribe after, go right ahead. I just want you subscribed simply to, it's just easier to keep track on the channel. Next, the final way, on the show's Instagram, @MCPipeCast. There will be a meme that has the rules of the giveaway on it and shows the entire prize pack. You want to use this as an entry, you go right ahead, you share it, you like it, and there you go. Actually, you know what? Don't do both. Just share it or like it. Doesn't matter to me. So just a quick recap. Email or tweet me the title of one of the two episodes. I'm in on the video on YouTube. Share or like the meme on Instagram. Once those are all done, all you got to do is wait. And on March 8th, we will be live on Maple City Pipe Channel, and we will find out who the winner is. And that time will be at 9 o'clock Eastern, that's 8 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Pacific. Please enter and be there that night. I hope you have a good time and enjoy the rest of the episode. Maple City Pipecast, the journey of a novice through the world of pipe smoking. Hey, Maple City Pipecast, Dave here, and it's Monday night, March 4th. That means it's time for another Monday Night Smoke. And what I'm smoking tonight is Mac Baron's Acadian Perique from the HH series. I'm smoking this in one of my meerschaum pipes so I can get the best flavor possible. Working on the tobacco impressions for this, along with doing this recording here. So a little two birds with one stone, as it were. So what's coming up in the month of March? Well, I'm not going to give you the entire month, and that is simply because the entire month of March has not been planned out yet, but I do have quite a few episodes ready to go, and we're going to talk about those. So, of course, there's this podcast preview. We have a review or a tobacco impression this month, or later on this week, on the 6th. where we're going to be discussing FNK's Black Bayou Mist. And on the 8th, if you tune in to Maple City Pipe Channel on YouTube, you can see me live doing the drawing for our giveaway. That's right, the 200 episodes / years is coming up fast. I hope you guys have got yourself entered into this contest, because what's being given away is going to make one lucky pipe smoker happy. And I'm going to leave that alone, because as you already know, if you've been listening to this episode, this is one of the ones that has the advertisement at the beginning. So I've already gone over all the stuff for the contest already. On March 11th, we have a website review. I'm not going to tell you what website, just that on the 11th of March, when we do Monday Night Smoke in a week, we're going to be reviewing a website while we're having a smoke. And on the 13th is going to be one of the Everyman series. I don't know which one as of yet, but that is what you're going to hear on the 16th, is an Everyman episode. I have something that's going to maybe be a little bit different. I think I'm thinking of using that this month. And that's only because the episode that I intended to air for this month was one of the ones that got wiped out back in December when I had the drive failure. And I lost everything. On the 18th, of course, that's a Monday. Monday Night Smoke again. We'll be discussing the Pipe Smoker's Laws 11 through 15, giving my thoughts on those particular laws from the document created by the Ozark Pipe Smokers of Rogers, Arkansas, and the members of Pipe Chat. And on March 20th, another mystery episode, something that I'm really hoping to be able to have for you, but I can't really say much more than that, because as of recording time, I don't have everything firmed up for this episode just yet. But don't worry, since you all know I record well in advance, I have plenty of time to get this done, because frankly, March 20th is like exactly 2 months from when I'm doing this recording, since I'm recording on January 20th. And since this is a shorter episode, I have a small product review here that I'd like you to enjoy for a great product. Today I want to touch on a little bit on tampers. Specifically, I want to look at talking about the 8 Deco tamper. I just recently, and by recently I mean just after Christmas, bought an 8 Deco tamper with a new pipe that I got. And I was thinking to myself, hey, this is got to be a good thing. I've seen 8 Deco being used by lots of people in the YTPC. I've heard good things about 8 Deco. I want to try one. So at smokingpipes.com, they sell 8 Deco tampers. I bought the cheapest one I could find, the bamboo tamper. No real bells and whistles to it. It's just your basic, you know, got a bamboo pick on it, I guess, and you have the patented aerated foot of the 8 Deco tamper, and you have, that's about it. That's it. That's what it is. And what I've been doing is I've been trying this tamper out. It's a new tamper for me, and I just wanted to do a quick review on it, and because you don't really see accessory reviews. I agree totally with Mark Vivi on that, who is doing a segment on his YouTube channel called Pipefuls, where he's going to review and talk about pipe accessories. Go there, watch his stuff. It'll be fun. But he's already talked about 8 Deco, but I'm just going to let you know what I think of them. And what it comes down to is, Mark said on his video in regards to the 8 Deco tamper, that it will change your tamping game. And he's not wrong. It does. Because the way this tamper is designed, it is designed so that you can still puff while you're tamping. Now, you'll just have to bear with me here a little bit. I am in the process of trying to find the best new setup for my mic system. So I got a few new things for it, and I'm just trying to get everything to work together properly so you get the best sound. But I digress just a little bit. 8 Deco. Go to smokingpipe.com. Buy an 8 Deco tamper. Buy the bamboo one. Buy one of the more expensive ones. You will not regret it. I have plenty of check tools and whatnot here. I'm not going to go ahead and buy one of the more expensive ones just yet. So, because I can get my pipes cleaned out in short order. As far as my everyday tamper now, I was using a check tool. This 8 Deco bamboo tamper that I bought for Christmas with Christmas money is my new go-to. It will be my go-to from now until the time I stop smoking pipes, or until it breaks, which is actually more likely to be first. But anyway, everybody, I just wanted to talk about that briefly. That's what I've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed your smoke. I'm going to finish mine, and I will see you guys on both Wednesday and Friday. If you're listening to the podcast, probably Saturday. I hope you enjoyed what you've heard over the last few minutes. If you're willing, please go to iTunes and leave us a review, a 5-star rating, or whatever rating you really like. It would really help us out, and we'd appreciate it if you do that. If you want to get your feedback directly to me, all you have to do is email us directly at maplecitypipecast@gmail.com. If you want to get us on social media, you can always find us on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page available. It is Maple City Pipecast. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow me personally. I'm at drallen201, or you can follow the show both on Twitter and Instagram at mcpipecast. Thanks for listening, everybody, and good smokes. You've been listening to Maple City Pipecast, a member of the Maple City Media Network. For information on this and other shows, please visit maplecitymedia.wordpress.com.